Maria Pappas, our Cook County Treasurer, is with us. Why are some of the tax bills skyrocketing? First of all, I heard you were on a TV show today, and you said you weren't announcing a run for mayor, but indicating that the town needs a grandma with cojones. And she hung up on me.
Well, I'm sure it's not because of what you said.
No, no, she's fun. You know, she must have got excited and hit the button and hung up on herself, because you know when we lose people here, it goes boing. It doesn't. You don't hear the dial tone.
The classic
right away.
Dial tone. Yeah.
Yeah, and for once, Maria Pappas has a hard out, meaning she has to be out by 4:27. That is so highly unusual. She must have a TV hit tonight, because she is all the buzz in Chicago today. All right,
hey, Lisa,
you're back.
I'm back on.
Yes, yes, yes. So
let me be clear, okay? I'm in the treasurer's race, and that's up in March. So I got to get through that. And I have a wonderful WVON program, and I don't want to give up my program. So I will get in the mayor's race, and I will announce. I'm just not announcing at the moment. And I told you that several months ago right here on your radio show, that what the city of Chicago needs, and I will get in eventually. I'm just not in right yet, but I will get in, and that's the story.
That's why I love you. You did tell us months ago. Nobody believed us, but, you know, now all of a sudden it's news.
I told you months ago what the city needed, you know? And, I mean, it's Humpty Dumpty over there, and it needs, you know, horses and stallions and a 10-year program to put it back together again, and I get it, you know? I'm not a six-pack, and I'm not, you know, running around spending 30 grand fixing my hair. That's okay. I know what needs to be done, and I know how to get it done, and that's what it is.
What needs to be done about people who own houses that got their property tax bill and now realize it's skyrocketed to a point they might not be able to pay?
Okay, so we created a payment plan. You can go on cookcountytreasurer.com, and there's a payment plan. You do not, listen to me, Lisa, you don't have to pay on December 15th. Go to cookcountytreasurer.com on December 16th, and you can set up a payment plan that will be spread out over 13 months instead of an 18% interest rate. It's 9%. So that is going to alleviate people in this panic about having to pay all at once. Number two, you can go right now. You can go over to City Hall. They're having hearings. There's 14 different governmental entities on your bill that, if you read the bill closely, it says where your money goes. You can go to each of those governments and speak to what you think about whether or not they're raising or lowering your taxes. And on the bill, it's quite transparent. It says, where does your money go? I've got one in front of me from South Chicago. The Board of Education's up $1,100. I've got another one in front of me, West Garfield Park. There's a TIF that raised taxes by $1,100. You go to each of these governmental entities or your alderman and talk to them and say, what is this? And try and get some explanation. Thirdly, you can look at your bill on the bottom left-hand side. It will tell you whether or not you've got your homeowners, your senior, and your senior freeze. You can go to cookcountytreasurer.com, put in your address, picture of your house will show up, and it will tell you going back 4 years whether or not you've got those exemptions. Lastly, we are sitting on going back 20 years, $78 million worth of overpayments on taxes. My computer at cookcountytreasurer.com, put in your address, will tell you whether or not you're one of those people have to have having owned the house at the time that the refund was given. So you can't claim it for the previous owner. You can only claim it if you have overpaid. So
okay.
Lastly, Dardick just did another study, which we just released, showing that residences, Hal Dardick, who used to work at the Tribune, shows that minorities don't appeal their residences. A quarter of the residences, minorities in the city, appeal their property taxes. So that's another thing that can be done.
Okay,
so,
but just tell, help us understand, why in Westfield Park, why the tax bill could go up 133% in 1 year? Why?
Okay, so I'm sitting in the loop, okay? I'm looking at all these buildings. A lot of them are pretty much empty. Or you have hotels like the Westin that just sold for $78 million instead of the $230 million that it's worth, right? Why? because people have abandoned leases, commercial leases in this town. And when those leases and those buildings get abandoned, the taxes on them go down. And taxes in the city and countywide are down $3 billion on commercial properties. So who ends up picking it up? The residences. And the residences that have improved themselves. So let's say you bought a lot in Inglewood, or you bought a house in Inglewood for $50,000, and you spent all kinds of money fixing it, and it's now worth $500,000. Fritz Kagi assessed it at $500,000, and your taxes went up because of it.
That's hard to believe that there could be that kind of improvement in some of the poorest neighborhoods in Chicago that would make those...
Not because Englewood is kind of becoming the new Lincoln Park. The developments in West Garfield Park and Englewood are amazing. We have people at the counter every day trying to buy properties in those areas. Those are hot areas.
And what happens is when these people can't pay their taxes, people will be at the counter trying to buy their homes for the tax bill, correct?
Right now, due to a federal case, the tax sale has been postponed. So we don't know when there's going to be another tax sale. But right now, what we know is once you get a bill, you've got at least 13 months to pay it.
Thank you so much. I know you're up against a time crunch. You know that I always love when you join us, and you're welcome back anytime.
Gray-haired grandmother.
Here she comes, ladies and gentlemen. Look out.
Running down the street, running the marathon. Yeah. Kick it up, Lisa.
That is your Cook County Treasurer, Maria Pappas.